there is some pressure for public safety agencies to jump on the new technology bandwagon and form communications platforms, be it MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, or any of the social networks. These sites can be beneficial for law enforcement in some respects. Detectives have been known to use these sites to generate leads on cases and have even found suspects admitting to crimes that they have committed. And we've used these especially effectively in the investigation of gang crimes. The sites are also social meeting places for finding new friends or catching up with long-lost friends, as everybody is well aware. These sites are popular for finding common ground in a diverse community, and some even credit those social media sites with changing the outcome of major elections and other events. For all the good they bring, they can still be a Wild West and unregulated nature to these social media sites, and I know all of you are aware of that, as the media heavily depends on these sites. But a new technology called Nixel offers all of the good and little to none of the bad. Nixel is like a professional grade Twitter. It is a system that government can put faith in and use at a professional level. I think we first saw Nixel demonstrated at an IACP conference several years ago, and the pilot program here began right before I became chief of police. Since the pilot program began in October, the Los Angeles area user base has grown from a few hundred to well over 40,000, and it continues to grow. I think the term the techies use is going viral for the tipping point where the user forum becomes great enough that the system becomes effective. In this economy, free is always a term that we like to hear, and Nixel is free to the city of Los Angeles and to the community. It is in uncertain budgetary times, public-private partnerships take on a more critical role. Similar partnerships, such as our web tips, our text-to-tip, and the newest Crime Stoppers, have opened portals for the department to receive information from the community. And those have been very effective. And I think that as the younger generations progress through our society, we're going to find all of these things being much and much more in use. But Nixel is the first professional-grade mass communications platform which allows the police department to communicate directly with a geographically specific portion of the community in real time and at any time. With Nixel, the police department can also establish short codes to communicate with specific groups. These short codes protocols have been listed in both First Amendment protests and search and rescue situations, been tested in both those. A group of protesters or a group of volunteer searchers can text a specially created short code for their event, and instantaneously they are all connected to the incident command post. Messages from the command post can be used to discredit rumors or to keep everyone informed on public safety issues. For Nixel to have real viability as a mass messaging system, there has to be a significant user base. To help establish this, our 21 area commanders took on the challenge to enroll users. The feedback has been great. The communities like being connected. They like being in the know. The communities served by Topanga, Wilshire, and West Valley recorded more Nixel subscribers than any of the other areas citywide, and that's why the representatives are here. In honor of that accomplishment, Nixel has awarded grant monies to these top three communities. To award these grant monies, here is Mr. Craig Mitnick of Nixel. And Craig, we got to work on your... The alliteration there is driving me nuts. But, this is a great opportunity. This is communications is the future of not only society as a whole, but policing. And instant communication between us and citizens is much more than just reverse 911. You know, reverse 911 is what we use very effectively during the last potential floodings, but really Nixel takes that to the next level and allows us to establish a much broader communications base. So I'm going to bring Craig up